Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
After the New York jury found former President Donald Trump guilty, he again blamed the Biden administration for his legal problems without offering proof. The first president ever convicted of a felony is expected to appeal the judgment that he falsified business records to cover up hush money payments to a porn star. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy says Trump's guilty verdict is a somber moment for the United States, not something to celebrate. But he says it's a necessary confirmation of the rule of law.
You know, he was found guilty by a jury of his peers, and that's kind of how it should be. And so he's entitled to all of his process and due rights at this point.
Sandy Kane, commonly known as the naked cowgirl of Times Square, says she used to support Trump. But after COVID and January 6th, the verdict means she has a new message for him.
So I hope you go to jail. And I really do. I think if we did what you did, we'd be in jail already. So there wouldn't even be a trial.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden spoke to black voters in Philadelphia, saying Trump has been unhinged since the 2020 election.
What do you think he would have done on January 6th if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is refusing to meet with congressional Democrats who want Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from January 6th cases. But Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says Alito has ruined his credibility by flying flags associated with the insurrection.
He owes it to the Congress and to the American people to explain about these flags, which are political statements in support of Trump and the insurrection.
The Supreme Court also just ruled unanimously that the state of New York violated the NRA's free speech by encouraging companies to stop doing business with the group after the Parkland shooting. David Cole with the ACLU represented the NRA.
Government officials are free to urge people not to support political groups they oppose. What they cannot do is use their regulatory might to add "or else" to that request.
Former FBI Director James Comey tells CNN he regretted the Hillary Clinton email case after she blamed him for costing her women's votes in 2016.
Oh, I hated the situation, but I bear her no ill will. And I hope we had nothing to do with the outcome, but we were just trying to do the right thing. And I still think we did the right thing.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.